4:33, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. No, it really is. It's Monday in every sense of the word, isn't it? Yeah. And that's okay. We've got a lot that we are dealing with. Did anybody notice? Joe Biden's not running for president anymore. No, I'm just saying. It might have slipped under your radar because so many people just kept going about their normal course of business on Sunday. You know, didn't do anything other than, well, whatever you were doing. Mowing the lawn. Were anybody mowing the lawn? I'm trying to think. It's crazy. But she is. I forgot to mention. Kamala Harris is running for president. Yeah. Yeah, she's running for president, or not ready for primetime vice president. And, we've got 15 weeks.
Unburdened by what has been.
What can be.
Oh, yeah.
Unburdened by what has been.
What could
right,
be.
Right. Yeah.
Unburdened by what had been.
What can be.
Yeah. Germ just has that. We're just playing the whole thing through. I thought it only lasted like 4 minutes, but apparently it just goes on for hours and hours and hours. That's her, keynote phrase. What is it again?
What has been.
What can be.
What can be.
What should be.
What should be.
Unburdened.
Unburdened.
By what has been.
By what has been.
What can be. Unburdened by what has been.
Unburdened by what has. You know, she changes the inflection and the accent of certain syllables here and there. So it kind of changes the entire meaning, right? Each time she's, it's just so meaningful. I'm getting all misty-eyed just hearing it. But anyway, all right, so we'll pop in on that as we head through the afternoon. We've got a lot that we are dealing with. No kidding on that front. The economic world, I am telling you, yes, it is that is the phrase for all the people, Germ. You should write that one down. But the economic world, such as it is reacting and trying to figure stuff out. And I'm trying to figure stuff out. And if I'm trying to figure stuff out, that means it's actually Carl Carlson who is trying to figure stuff out because this stuff involves numbers and I don't do numbers. Carl, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jeff.
You're doing well?
So I'm doing well. You're pretty excited about Kamala coming in, it sounds like.
I am. I because we're going to be unburdened by what has been with the burdens of what will be or something. I don't know.
That's got to be great for the stock market.
Yeah, it must be warming the cockles of everybody's hearts, huh?
Not feeling too good about the stock market with Kamala as president.
All right. Well,
I know.
But I got a couple of things I wanted to chat with you about, not necessarily related to how these folks are going to impact the market. Although I reminded everybody, I just got a couple of envelopes from Fidelity and somebody else that you put money in and then there's more money there. And that's what you're for. I mean, that's it. So I'm quite happy with where we are and getting closer and closer to that magical retirement day someday, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Financial freedom, where you're free to do the things you want to do, when you want to do them, and where you want to do them.
I love that. And I am still technically like the last of the baby boomers, but Gen X is now, are they or are they not getting ready? They're looking at retirement. It's not that far away for them anymore.
So the first Gen Xers in January, and the Gen X is age 44 to 59.
Okay.
And born 1965 to 1980.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the current age, 44 to 59. So that 59 just hit their first sort of retirement milestone, that half birthday, 59 and a half in January of this year.
So what does that mean, though? I mean, they're not going to retire, are they?
Well, they're at a point where if they want to, they could retire and start taking money out of their IRAs without penalties. Up until 59 and a half is a 10% penalty on any money you take out of there. So you begin to have a little more freedom at age 59 and a half. That's why people should be having 59 and a half birthdays.
Wow. All right. So So realistically, if you're 59 and a half, so that's going to cover obviously anybody who's a baby boomer because you're there or plus some, and the Gen Xers, the first group of them now hits that. And is that, honestly though, is that a good idea to start taking money out of your IRA? Because you're not, it's not going to grow, right?
Well, it depends on their financial plans. You could build a plan where you want to start taking some money out of an IRA from a tax planning standpoint. So, we're going to take a little bit out of the IRA. We're going to take a little bit out of a savings account. We're going to take a little bit out of a Roth IRA. We're going to take some capital gains so that we can keep somebody in a very low or a zero tax bracket.
Okay.
So, depends on the plan.
Yeah, okay. Well, now that's an interesting thing. But, you know, one of the things that I am concerned with, Carl, and I would dare say most people, when they're being realistic, are concerned about it. Health insurance, health coverage, you're not actually eligible for that Medicare until you're 65, right?
That is correct. Yeah. So we do find quite a few people that are waiting till that age 65 to be able to flip over to Medicare. But, you know, as the future unfolds and as Medicare continues to increase, and it has penalties. If you make too much money, then your Medicare costs you more.
Oh.
And at their top income bracket, Medicare is currently almost as expensive as health insurance, just buying it outright.
No way.
Yeah.
I thought it was okay. I'm sure you explained this to me at some point, but I thought it was all free. You got to 65, boom, here's your little red, white, and blue card. Congratulations, you never pay for health care again. Now get out of here. No?
A lot of people think that.
Yeah.
No. It's $171 a month per person.
Oh, my God.
Currently. That's the basic. Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
So, but it can go way on north of $500 a month if you make too much money.
Wow. All right, now I've got to ask you a question, Carl, because I want to remind everybody, Carl Carlson is joining us from Carlson Financial. Once again, you personally, top five finalist for best financial planner in all of Central Virginia, Carlson Financial, in the top five finals, not surprisingly, for best financial planning firm. But it's got to be changing a little bit now for you, because all of a sudden now you really are talking to people who are like in their late 50s, early 60s, and it's just getting closer and closer, man.
Yeah, and what kind of strategies do you build into place if you do want to be retiring? So those people that are 50, and I would really say 45, right, is a great time to start building those strategies, because some of those are decade-long strategies that we're building for clients. So,
right.
You want to start building them as far ahead of time as you can. And 45, you know, we're, people that are 35 and 40, most of them aren't thinking too much about that, although they should be.
Yeah, they should.
But,
they should.
Start thinking about it. Start planning it. Even you can plan currently. There's clients that retire at 60 and have $2 million in their investments, and they're going on the Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare, and paying only $100 a month for health insurance.
No way.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
There's strategies you can put into place to really develop that.
Wow. All right. Well, you know, you and I are sitting down, what is it, like 2 weeks from now, I think we're sitting down face to face, and we're going to be reviewing all of this for me, for Heidi, ultimately for Julia. So there's a part of me that's very, very excited about this. Honest to goodness, Carl, I'm excited about the prospects moving forward. And that's thanks to you and the team.
Yeah. Well, we love doing it for you, Jeff.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that, and I appreciate it. I want everybody to reach out. You know, Carl, I always give everybody connectwithcarlson.com, and that's a specific website for my listeners. You got all sorts of stuff there. Let everybody know what that is, and then let's also let them know about the easy contact and the bigger website, if you don't mind.
Yeah, so that website that is just for your listeners is connectwithcarlson.com, connectwithcarlson.com. And you're going to see things on there that you can download, like Will Your Money Last As Long As You Do? That's a little guide. Avoid the Tax Torpedo, a guide on that. Will a Recession Rob Your Retirement? There's another guide on that. And I like this one, kind of a checklist challenge. Are you ready?
Yeah.
So you'll find things like that on that website. And then you can also go to our normal website, which is carlsonfinancial.com. And you can set up a time to come in and see us through there or give us a call at 844-CARLSON.
You are the best. Carl, I appreciate you being here. We will continue voting. We've got a few more days left in the Best of Richmond competition. Voting for you, voting for Carlson Financial. And thanks again. I appreciate
it. For Jeff Katz.
Yes, yes. That's I appreciate that as well. That's going to help that retirement come along sooner.
That's right.
That is Carl Carlson from Carlson Financial. Listen, Carl is my guy. He is the one who has my assets under his management and his job, of course, number one, protect all those assets, but grow them. And Heidi and I have just been very, very happy with what he has done and will continue to do moving forward. I do want to remind you that you can vote for the Jeff Katz Show. More than that, you should vote for the Jeff Katz Show. Just text 980 to this number, 804-375-5011. Text 980 to 804.
Unburdened by what has been.
And that way I too can be
about what can be.
I can be unburdened.
To see what can be.
Can be.
Unburdened.
Unburdened.
By what has
been.
What can be.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I want to be. I want to see what can be unburdened by what has been, so I can be unburdened, free of burdens. 445, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRB.
What can be unburdened by what has been.
Where we can be unburdened by where we have been.
What was.